Welcome to the Beer Healer Interviews. I am your host, Chris Lukianenko, and I scour this big brand land of ours, looking under fermenters and behind mash tuns to find the best beer stories to share with you. The Beer Healer Interviews is now available on all major podcast services. If you like the show and want to help out, can I ask you to simply rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or your preferred podcast service? Just leave a few words and a rating and the podcast gods will do the rest. By doing this, you'll help others to discover the show more easily and hopefully get more people interested in this great industry that we call craft beer. My beer brother from another mother gave me a call this week. He had something he needed to talk to me about. Serious stuff, I thought, but being Dave Padden's most trusted mentor and the man he wishes he could be, I was only too happy to help him out. He jumped on the call and uttered the C word, which really caught me off guard. And no, he wasn't ringing to tell me he had COVID, cancer, or even chlamydia. Nope, he wanted to talk about crowdfunding. It's been a while since we've had one in the craft beer space, but this one is sure to be met with equal parts excitement, skepticism, and maybe even a lack of understanding for some. And that's why we're here, to get you as excited about this as he is, to calm those skeptics, and to tell you about how this is all going to work. So please welcome back your friend and mine, the self-proclaimed godfather of hop-driven beers in this country, the silver fox that actually looks a little bit more white these days, the Akasha Brewing founder, Dave Padden.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I told you I couldn't take this too seriously.
That was one of the best introductions I've ever had. I don't know what to say. We could just end it there. I think
Great. Done. Yeah. I know we're talking about your future and this is a serious thing for you, but not for me, mate.
No, that's all right. Let's all not take life too seriously, that's for sure.
And should we just make mention that our partner in crime, Ben, is not with us today.
No, he's not here. It's going to be I feel a little bit naked without him on the call.
But, I thought it was going to be slightly more of a highbrow discussion when he's not in it.
No. Yeah, well, maybe it will be. Who knows? Do you think he might bring it down normally? I don't know. But it is just you and me today, mate. I've been quietly looking forward to it.
I'm pretty excited about this because I've said in the opener that it's about crowdfunding and we at Batch went through something similar a year or so ago. So I think I have a little bit of an idea of, you know, some of how you're feeling in terms of excitement and worry and all this sort of shit, that the stress of it all. But hoping that you get a fantastic outcome like we did with ours. It's a bit of a fork in the road for you, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's all kinds of things. And I think to answer your question, it's predominantly excitement. It's something we've been working on. As I was talking to you earlier, we've been working on our vision here at the brewery for the last 12 months about where we want to be in the next 5 years. We had our seventh birthday this year, which was
shit.
Kind of still blows me away a little bit that we've been around for a little while, but we still view ourselves as a bit of a startup. We're still growing. We grew, something like close to 40% last financial year. So in terms of revenue and production, so we're still growing really rapidly, but we really sat around and said, well, where do we want to be in the next 5 years, and set about planning on what that looks like?
That's interesting. I got to take my hat off to you for doing that, because often we've talked about on the podcast so many times that everybody gets caught up in the romanticism of being an owner of a craft brewery. At the end of the day, these are businesses, and you have to do things like gut checks, business planning, strategies, all that sort of thing. Is that kind of what? Because you had the rebranding, was that almost 2 years ago now?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Close to 2 years ago.
Was that kind of the start to, you know, what eventually became this strategic review, if you like?
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of started during COVID, but sort of with earnest last year. But the rebrand was certainly a stepping stone into that, and that was something we'd been working on for a little while, and knew we sorely needed. That was great. A lot of planning went into that. We essentially, you know, my background is business. So whilst I get the added bonus of brewing, well, I don't brew much beer, you know, that much these days, but I get the added bonus of the business side, and I really enjoy that side of it. So planning is good fun in my court.
Did you get a team around? Because I know you've built a great team over the last few years. You often talk about that. Did you have the team around you in house to help you think through all of this sort of stuff, or did you bring in external experts to help as well?
Yeah, a little bit of both. The way that I do it is we have some external advisors, and they just help us out. We're a growing company. You know, we take it very seriously. We've got existing investors. We've got loyal customers all around the world. We take the responsibility pretty seriously, running a tight ship. So we have external advisors just to help us bring all this stuff together. But I think the most important thing for developing our vision over the last 12 months was involving everybody in our business in that. So, I didn't want to sort of stand up there and sort of point and say, this is what we're going to do for the next 5 years. It was really all of us, every single person in the business sitting around and going, well, where do we think this can go from here? Where do we want it to go? And how do we still hang on to that core vision when we started 7 years ago of, brewing some of the best IPAs in the country? So we've always got to keep that little sort of nugget there. We're here for a reason, but where do we think this can go? So we had involvement for everyone in the business, which I think is really important, not only because they've got some great ideas, but everybody then really buys into that vision as well, right? So everybody in the company is just as excited about where we're taking the company as opposed to, and the fund and all that sort of stuff. Everybody's really excited about it as much as I am.
I was thinking about it this week, and I was wondering whether, having the involvement of everybody around, whether that identified some rough edges or some things you had to tidy up as a business before you could get to the point which is now, which is announcing the crowdfunding. Much like when you sell a house and you put the fake furniture in to make it look really schmick, because there are things that you need to just tidy up completely before you can even take it this out. Because people will find that they're looking, like in terms of this, what you're going through now, they will be wanting to find things that, because it's a whole risk assessment. So, what did you have to do in terms of a business to smooth off some of those rough edges and stuff?
Yeah, from a vision perspective, it was really an eye opener. Some of the things that weren't necessarily top of mind for me, or things like I guess the green aspects of our brewery were something that was really, really important to all of our staff, and it really became something that it started off as kind of something that we knew we had to address. Sustainability was something that was, as a responsible business owner, had to have it sort of front of mind and see what we could do. But it really ended up being one of the most passionate parts of our vision. And without involving everybody in that, we may not have put as much effort into it as we did. Always looking, I think it's always healthy to have external eyes look over everything that you do as well. And that's where our advisors come into play and help us, develop things like our vision, but also help us identify things as rough edges that you put that maybe we haven't thought about. But I'll tell you, I think amongst all of our team and involving everybody, there aren't too many of those rough edges left.
My mind went to the introduction of Super Chill last summer, which I thought might have been one of those boxes you felt you need to tick in terms of, I need to have a nationally ranged volume play that could bring people in to my brand and experience the rest of my portfolio, because that for me, like I know you had the Canada Bay XPA, which sort of played a little bit in that same sort of space. I thought the Super Chill was a really, really smart play for that reason. Was that play in hindsight what you were doing?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's funny, because sometimes, when it comes down to it, if I could get away with it and have a successful business as we've had, I just brew double IPAs and that's it. So, again, I think, definitely, if we talk about, involving our team in all the decisions that we make, we also involve our customers, particularly our wholesale customers. So we're just spending a lot of time with them, particularly over the last year, sort of talking to them around what our end customers want to drink. They love our IPAs, double IPAs. They love our XPAs, you said, but there was sort of a little bit of hole in our range that we wanted to fill, and Super Chill was it. And, it's gone off for us. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
And it's still a beer that it's easier to approach, a little bit more cost-effective for some, but it's still got that Akasha side to it. It's still one of our beers. We're very, very protective of our brand, and our brand for us is around brewing some of the best hop forward beers in the country, let alone the world. Yeah. So it's really important that even though it's a very approachable beer, it really still fits within our brand. So it's going well for us. We're really enjoying it. Customers enjoy it, more importantly. So and it's really weird, I won't say that it was totally driven by customer demand. There is demand. We wanted to brew it, but It's funny that one of those is, it's, you look at the beers that the brewers and everyone that works here reaches for on a Friday afternoon, and it's kind of been, ended up being that beer. You sit around and watch everyone on Friday after sitting in the bar, all drinking Super Chill. You think, yeah, we've made the right decision. That's for sure.
And that is nationally arranged now, is it?
It's getting there. So, it's still, got a little way to go, but, yeah, launching new products during COVID always has its challenges, but, We launched in cans originally. We've just launched in kegs over the last few months.
Oh, cool.
Good timing considering all the pubs are back. And, yeah, kegs are absolutely flying out the door. So predominantly independents at this stage. But, we'll work on getting that out to everybody as soon as we can.
Oh, I wish I could say it was a great liquid, but you haven't sent me any down yet. So I'll have to wait. No, you bastard.
Oh, I'll have to get someone onto that.
Oh, my God. What's your daughter been doing?
Yeah, what is she doing? Yeah.
Jeez.
You know how important you are in our life.
No, just for me in going through this process, I thought that was a really big thing to be aiming for. You know, I think of some of the other breweries that might be sort of similar size to you or thereabouts, and I'm sort of thinking, you know, like Hawkers and Brick Lane and Stomping Ground and, you know, that kind of thing. You
all
see them
brewery.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you see that they've got 1, 2, or 3 in the Dans and those, and the likes of those that you know, for a broad appeal, which is, you know, what you want to sort of have when you're going through this process, that's really important. So I just, for me, that ticked a great box.
Thanks, mate. It makes it all worthwhile.
No worries. Like, you need my validation for your business plan.
I'll go back and let everyone know.
Yeah, well, Chris said, well done. Sorry to interrupt. Just a couple of things you can do if you want to help spread this craft beer gospel. First up, Apple Podcasts. If you've got it on your phone, find the Beer Healer interviews, scroll all the way down to the bottom, rate, review, subscribe. That's the best thing you can do to help me out. Other than that, whatever podcast player you listen to this on, follow me or subscribe to me on that one. And then also find me on Instagram and follow me there. Thanks for your help. So you're at this fork in the road and obviously you've chosen to go crowdfunding. It's not an easy decision to make because with whatever way you choose, there are going to be pros and cons about it. Why the crowdfunding route?
Well, it's a long question. I'll try and answer as quickly as I can. But so, I mean, getting back to our vision involves a lot of growth and continuing on that growth trajectory we've already been on. So, you know, we want to be bigger. We want, we need more capacity. I think it's a fairly common issue, maybe not so much in the last year or so, but definitely a common issue with a lot of breweries is having enough capacity to grow. But not just here as well. We know that we can get our brewery here to about 1.5 million litres, which we'll be doing later this year, which is amazing. But it gets to a point where where to continue the growth beyond that, we'll need to look at additional venues. And so we definitely have our sights set on opening both additional brewery type venues as well as hospitality venues, which is amazing.
Yeah, cool.
Hospitality is something that we haven't had a lot of focus on, and something that that changed with our vision as well, that we really want to do, you know, really complete our offering to the customers on the hospitality side. So we've been working on improving our hospitality offering both here in the tap room, but also in potentially new venues around the country as well. So we can sort of take what we've built here over the last 7 years and place it in other places around the country, which is really exciting.
And that's kind of important, isn't it? Because I think, I don't know whether it's you and I've talked, but I've mentioned this on the podcast before, you get into that no man's land, which is you're not a small brewery anymore and you're not a big brewery, you're somewhere in the middle, and you can get stuck in that without a good strategy, without good funding, and potentially without extra venues to help you push out that that extra liquid. It's so good idea, absolutely.
Yeah. It's certainly sort of one of the main parts of our strategy. Working on our distribution, we've got a great team here, but working on getting our beer out of the hands of more people. Our export market, which we embarked on last year as well, which is really exciting and starting to move for us in growing that.
Whereabouts are you exporting to now?
To Malaysia and Singapore at this point in time. Cool. So that's just kicked off for us, and so we're looking at expanding that a little bit as well. So
yeah, nice.
Plenty of demand over in Asia for good hoppy beers like ours. So
yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, having these visions, vision is great. We know we can do it. We know we've got the business. We know we've got the people that love our beer. Funding that growth, particularly as you say, at this stage of where we are, is interesting. We had it's worth talking about. I guess we had another side that we were talking about, and we've been talking a lot about developing this vision about our fans and our super fans. There's this large group of people out there that love what we do, who are and wanting to get closer to us and what we do as well. So, and that's why we've been thinking about, is it a club situation that we want to create? Is it a subscription service? How do we involve all of these, what we call super fans, into, get them closer to us and into our business? And that linked in with the funding requirements for our growth was, really these are two things that go together in a crowdfunding situation. Yeah. So we had these two projects going separately, brought them together, and it all really made sense. We've got I think it's important that if we're going to offer people, a piece of our business, it's important that we really give them a strong idea of where we're heading, where we're going to invest the money, and where and, what they get out of it. At the end of the day, we want to bring these people closer. And that's why we called the inner circle, allowing these people to be a part of the business and get get closer to us.
Yeah, in my mind, you're describing that, and all I'm seeing is a little girl from the taco ad saying, "Why can't we just have both?"
Maybe we should put that in the paperwork somewhere.
Perfect. That's perfect. You mentioned the 1.5 million litres. Like that is significant. Who does that put you in and around so that people can understand the size of you? Because that's a significant amount of volume.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's certainly, and let me make it clear, we're not quite there yet. As I said, we're expanding to that, and that should get us through to the end of next year, I would have thought, at that sort of volume. But we always talk about that sort of 750,000 sort of litre mark is where.
Yep.
Yeah, where that real sort of turning point is in a brewery business, where you start moving from a business that struggles through to a business that is a lot more sustainable moving into the future. So I think that sort of puts you probably in that sort of top 20, top 30 in terms of volume in the country. So pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Considering there's 500 odd in the country, to be in that top percentile, that's pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, look, and a lot of those guys, and we've seen a lot of amazing breweries open over the last few years, but a lot of those guys are more of that brewpub model, which is a great place to be, and a lot more sustainable as well business to be at that smaller scale. So
Yeah. I've got to say, you're certainly doing this at a great time, because I feel like you're sort of on top of your game, really, as a business. From the outside looking in, you might be like that duck paddling hard underwater, but from the outside looking in, and I'm not taking the piss. Like, let's be honest, you nearly died last year, and the fact that you've been able to continue that impressive growth with that happening, it's an absolute testament to the team that you've built around you, because that was a pretty rough bloody time, and yet you had probably one of your best years.
Yeah, look, it doesn't say much for me. Am I ever capable? I mean, had a few months off last year, and quite suddenly, and it really is a testament to my team here. They are an amazing group of people. We've had, as I said to you before, our brand is so important, and to find 20 something people that we all feel and live and breathe the same thing. One, it might be a bit boring for people looking in, but you're right. We understood from an early time that the people around us are just as important as to the beer itself. So they're the two things that we focus on, that make sure our beer is as good as it can be, and we have just great people around us. So it took a few months off. And I'm literally telling this story to my team this afternoon. Was I came back after a few months, expecting the place to be burning down and all gone to shit, and it was as good, if not better, than the way I left it. So as my business coach would say, that's exactly where you want it to be.
That was my point. Like, when you consider about any investment that you're making, you're all about assessing the risks, and the fact that it's not just the Dave Padden show, it's the Akasha team that are driving this thing, just reduces the risk, I would have thought. So
it reduces risk, but it's an important way to do business. This is, Akasha is a team of amazing people. It's certainly not me. So Yeah, absolutely. It's it was really nice to come back and see it all. But yeah, a lot of feet paddling fast underwater, as always with any brewery, I think. So yeah, a lot of hard work, but at the end of the day, we're brewing beer. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. Tell me about what it's like to put your nuts on the line for this kind of thing. Like, you've done it in the past. You did it again with Akasha. Was three times, as in, and I'm talking about, one of the options you could do is like basically give up your house to fund the next step of expansion.
Mm. Oh, we've already all done that.
That's what I'm saying. You've done it before. Because sometimes that's the knock with these things. Oh, they're not putting their money where their mouth is, and that's not what this is about, is it?
No, absolutely not. And we've done all that. That's fine, and continue to do that.
Yeah.
It's we really had to make a decision as to there's different ways of funding. We could go and get more money from the bank. We could try and remortgage as much as we can. But the really sort of number one reason for this is to allow our fans and our friends and our family to really come in and take a part of the business and really be part of that inner circle. Whilst we're doing that, being able to fund our vision over the next few years is amazing. It's it really, as you said before, bringing those two things together really is amazing. And
you've got a good solid base to work off. I checked your social media numbers. You've got 8,000 followers on Facebook and 13,000 on Instagram. So that's good solid numbers to start with, isn't it?
That'll do. Now we've got our marketing guys are very love the social aspect of, or the social media advertising aspect of what we do. We've got a really tight group of people that follow us and interact and comment. And it's cool. I like it.
Yeah. And I feel like in some ways this whole program crystallizes a lot of that in terms of the community, because let's be honest, this is not for investors, and God, investors these days are so bloody impatient. They want to get rich quick with cryptocurrency or make a killing on the real estate market. I mean, this type of investment is more about being part of something, being part of a community, than getting a, double digit 12 month return sort of thing, is it?
Yeah, that's right. It really is part, and all of the people that when we're already talking to, there's plenty of people who are ready to be part of the inner circle, and it really is about a long term investment.
Yes,
we've got, as I said, we've got strong growth aspirations. So certainly, in terms of long term growth, we've got some very big plans. It's probably not the get quick rich scheme that actually at the moment isn't offering you, but maybe was offering you a year or two ago. But we're really looking forward to bringing people on for the longer term, and there's a whole lot of stuff. Like with a lot of crowd funds, we are the main reason is to own shares in the company and be part of that inner circle. But there's a whole bunch of things that come along with it, little added bonuses, which is pretty exciting as well.
Yeah, nice. What's the minimum amount that people can invest?
It's a good question. That's $500, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's it really allows any type of investor to get on board. So people with a little bit of money to spend can invest. They can invest as much as they like, but also people who just don't have a lot of money to spend can get in at that lower level and still be part of it, which traditionally, with traditional investment, it's a little bit tough to be able to do. Yeah. So it allows, some of that, we've got, a bunch of our staff members, friends, family, all taking this opportunity to jump on board. And so it allows all different types of people from all different walks of life to jump in, which is really exciting. So,
I like that, because for some people, they just want to say, I own shares in a brewery. And it could just be that $500 investment, but they own shares, don't they?
Absolutely,
and that's
absolutely
enough.
Absolutely, and we as part of the being part of the inner circle, the club, if you like, there's a whole lot of bunch of things you get, but it's for some, there's things like we're doing annual AGM/Christmas party days. We're doing an annual brew where Members can come along, help with the actual brew itself, but developing something special that's only available to shareholders. So, you know,
yeah.
You'd imagine sitting there at the Christmas table with this amazing bottle of, you know, barrel aged, whatever it is we come up with, and, you know, really proudly offering it to their friends that, you know, once a year, it's there's a whole lot of things. You know, as long as, you know, T-shirts, all sorts of things, lifetime discounts, all the kind of stuff that comes along with it. But
yep.
But really, at the end of the day, having a stake in the company is really important to all these people as well.
Yeah, yeah. Have you set your sights on, you know, kind of your limit that you want to raise or anything? Have you started to, or just going to see what happens?
Yeah, no. This is, you know, this we and this will become clear to anyone who sort of delves a little deeper and has a look at what the Inner Circle has to offer. But we have some very which lines up with our vision and exactly what we want to do, and we'll be quite prescriptive about what will happen with those investments. So in terms of, you know, obviously more equipment is usually the big one for us.
Yep.
You know, developing those new sites. We've got a sustainability initiative, developing our online capabilities. There's a whole lot of things that we want to achieve over the next couple of years. And so anywhere between $500,000 and $2 million is exactly where we want to raise be able to execute on that vision. So we know exactly how much it needs to be.
And even at $500,000, all the way up to two, that's game-changing money that really can help you, you know.
Yeah, even at $500,000, that will go straight into the expansion of our facilities, our brewing facilities here in Five Dock. So,
yep.
Even that will enable us to complete that 1.5 million liter project.
Yep.
And then on from there, we can, you know, we'll continue that. You know, if we can, if we get to around $2 million, we'll be able to do that plus a couple of the new sites that I mentioned earlier. Really put some emphasis on the sustainability side of what we're doing. It really, as I said to you before, it was something we always wanted to do, but the passion from our team to make our operations here as sustainable as possible was just blew me away. So we're putting a fund together for that to sort of to backfill what we've already done in the brewery. A little bit of a harder project to go back and change things to be sustainable.
Yep.
But what that means is also all of the new facilities that we'll be building over the next few years will all be built with a sustainability component to them, which is a lot easier to build sustainability in as you go rather than go back and fix things. But it really is an important part of what we're doing, and so that'll go towards making sure that happens as well.
That's cool. Now you're partnering with Equitize to do this. So what's the process? What's the next steps once people listen to this and they think, yeah, I want to be part of this? What are we getting them to do?
Yeah, it's a really interesting process, and one that's taken a lot of time. But we wanted to make sure we got it right. We wanted to make sure that we're illustrating to everybody, you know, as I said, it's important to us that everyone understands what this is all about, what they're getting themselves into, and probably most importantly, where their investment is going to go. We've just released, when this comes out, we would have just released what's called an expression of interest, which is just for people to let us know that they're interested to hear more, and that expression of interest will go for a couple of weeks, and then once that sort of phase is over, we'll head into the actual fundraising side of things, which is a little exciting, a little bit scary at the same time.
Yeah, nice. Are you going to be standing at the Gab stand, just handing out like hard copy prospectuses to people or anything like that?
I've got this awful feeling that the marketing team are going to put me in a sandwich board or something even more embarrassing. But no, I think I think one of the most we're really proud of what we're doing. So if you are anyone at Gabs or online or whatever, we're really excited about it and want to talk about it. So all the curly questions, there's no mystery behind what we're doing.
Yep.
We're, as I said, we've got a vision. We're executing that vision. We want people to be part of that. Come and ask us questions. You know, if you've got any doubts or anything, or just want to get excited with us, come and see us and we can have a beer together. But it's, we really want to tell people all about it. So, and that's that expression of interest sort of over the next couple of weeks is really important for that, so that we've got the opportunity to talk to people. We'll be doing a couple of sessions here in the brewery and also one in Newcastle, where we're going to invite people to come down. So you can also register for that, where you put your name down for the expression of interest. You can sign up for one of those sessions, and we'll be doing a webcast as well. So you can sign up for that and ask us all the questions you need to. So it's really important that we get everybody comfortable with what all this means, where we're going, and and hope plenty of people jump on board.
It's what we need, more of your grey hair on camera, I'm sure.
That's just what we need. I had a haircut, so there's not so much of it, but yeah.
on the Equitize page, I've been through that. It's actually really good. I've in those 6 or 7 investment highlights, I found out a lot about you that I didn't actually realise. So
about us?
Yeah, well, just ticking some of those big boxes, you're awarded, the year-on-year growth, going overseas, the super fans, and an experienced founder backed by a first-rate team of international – no, I take the piss. So, who is that guy?
They can even make me sound good. How is that?
No, I just thought, no, look, in like 6 or 7 dot points, whatever that was, like just a real quick, hey, this is who we are, this is where we're going, this is what we're going to do with the money. Yeah. You had me convinced.
Oh, mate, sign up.
$1 million coming your way.
Yeah, excellent. That may be where I need to crowdfund at all. Just you can jump in and a bit of pocket money for you, wouldn't it?
Bit of pocket money.
Good fun.
I wish you well. This is exciting time. As I said, I know we've been through it a batch, and it is an exciting time, and just to give you that opportunity to do some great things on top of what's already a very well-established brand that is, as I said before, is going gangbusters, ticking all the boxes. So hopefully comes out, people can jump on the page. I'll leave a link in the show notes and in whatever I do on social media to get people to have a look at this page and sign up and find out what Dave and the team are going to do. Because you have built that great team, which is one of the important lessons in business.
Which
I love that you've driven home for so long, because that's not something that's just come out of the blue, something you've been rabbiting on in quite a few chats with me. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a really good thing. So, mate, wishing you well for the future. It's exciting times, and don't get too stressed.
No, I wouldn't. Very focused.
You can't go any wider.
One thing I've learned, stress is no good for anybody. But excited? Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait, mate.
Excellent. Good stuff, mate. Cheers to great beers.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have an interesting beer story and want to be a guest on the Beer Healer interviews, send me a message via my Facebook page. And once again, if you want to help out the show, a simple rate and review on Apple Podcasts or a follow, like, or share on any other podcast service will do the trick. I'll catch you soon.